This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to hour number two. When you wonder what's wrong with America, you can see it all in this obsession. Folks, I've always been probably, I shouldn't even admit this because conservatives get mad at you, Christians get mad at you. I've been probably the most pro-gay conservative host in America. I have nothing against gay people. Let them do whatever they want to do. I don't care. As long as it doesn't affect me or hurt me, as long as they're doing it in private, I don't care. But when you make the entire country about transsexuality, transgenderism, when you make it about kindergartners learning about transgender, kindergartners being told it's okay to change your sex, sex organs, to have operations that can never be changed back, to have hormone therapy, to not tell your parents about it, to go to a special closet at school where they keep clothes for girls and boys and have the boys dress as girls and the girls dress as boys during the school day and then change back to the clothes you came to school in so your mommy and daddy don't know what you're doing. Folks, this is some really sick, mentally ill stuff. This is the end of America. This is the end of the world. This is disfavor to God. This is sick, sick stuff. And that's coming from a guy who has always been pro-gay and never had a problem with gay marriage. If gays want to be married, who cares? Let them be married. I don't care. So how have I been anti-gay for 1 minute in my life? But this stuff is disgusting. It's vomit-worthy. And so here's Target. You know, I've been one of the leaders in America at going after Disney and Netflix and companies like it. And my book was pretty darn good. My book had all the right names in it. Disney and Netflix are in it. And I guarantee you Target's in it too. Here it is, Target. I'm looking at the pages that list all the contact information for all the companies that are against conservatives and against Christians. And I listed Target. I'm on the money, man. My book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and now my new one coming out, which will be The Great Patriot Boycott Book, which will show you what companies to buy from because they're patriotic and they're good to conservatives and good to Christians. But, I mean, I listed 116 companies, and they all turned out to be the most horrible companies in America that are now in the news as being very anti-conservative and anti-Christian and anti-American. And Target was one of them. And Target launches gender-affirming products, including chest binders and packing underwear. Don't ask me what this stuff is, because I don't even want to hazard a guess. We'll see if it's in the article or not. I guess chest binders are for women who want to make believe they're men, so they're like holding their breasts tight against their chest, so it looks like they're a boy and they don't have breasts, I'm guessing. I don't know what packing underwear is. That's scary. Maybe it's for boys who don't want to show that they have a penis, so they wear underwear that pulls back their you-know-what. I don't know, folks, but this is the most disgusting, nauseating, cringeworthy stuff I've ever heard of in my life, and there's something wrong with these people. So ahead of Pride Month, Target is launching a line of gender-affirming products, including compression tops, chest binders, undergarments that conceal breasts, see, and packing underwear that conceal male genitals. This is so disgusting, I want to vomit. The Superstore has partnered with Tomboy X and Humankind, two queer-owned, female-founded brands, to create these much-needed lines. And by the way, you know what's interesting? As a guy who says I was fairly pro-gay for a conservative, I thought the word queer would get you in trouble. I thought calling someone a queer is like calling them the F word. But they love to call themselves queer now. It's the most strange thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Target's representatives have confirmed that this collection marks the first time the retailer has stocked compression tops in stores, a huge move for queer youth who don't have access to gender-affirming products. Tomboy X's compression top, which is now being sold at Target, is a more comfortable alternative to the traditional binder and offers a more snug way to minimize your chest. Target's pride-themed, gender-inclusive swimwear, designed by Humankind, is made from multiple body types, is perfectly minimal and inclusive of every gender, giving all the ability to wear what suits you. Oh, my God. Make beach time more fun by putting your pride on display. Can you believe this stuff? It comes in rainbow stripes, making it easy to show your support for the LGBTQIA+ community. How many more letters are you going to add? Are you trying to cover up for the fact that no matter how hard you try, you make up like 3%, 4%, maybe 5% of the American population, which is minuscule? LGBTQXYZ. How many letters are you going to add to your alphabet, for God's sakes, to try and show how strong you are? You represent so many letters. No, you represent one half of 1% of America. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. But this is what's going on in America today. It's bizarre. It's hatred to white people, hatred to straight white males, love of transgenders, love of people who change their sex. And here's one from Utah. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Our governments are filled with horrible people, and it doesn't matter if it's bright red Republican Utah or bright blue California. The government is filled with people that are against the people. Utah was warned that racial rationing of COVID drugs is illegal, and they did it anyway. This is Utah. This is Mormon religious Utah. This is all white religious Utah. Because the people in charge are all Kool-Aid drinking Stepford Wives communists. Utah public health officials were warned that allocating COVID drugs based on race violated federal law, but did so anyway with the backing of the Biden administration, show emails and documents obtained by the Washington Free Beacon. Utah's point-based system for prioritizing COVID patients, which allocated more points for being non-white than for having congestive heart failure, troubled two law professors specializing in bioethics. They informed the doctors who designed the system in September of 2021, meaning last September, that it was illegal. The use of non-white race really set off alarm bells. The consensus among legal academics is that a system like Utah's would violate federal law. The doctors Brown and Francis emailed were part of the state's crisis standards of care work group assembled by the Utah Hospital Association at the behest of the health department. When COVID surged, the health department asked the group to develop a system for allocating scarce therapies. The group conceded its approach hadn't been reviewed legally, but they assured the law professors it had the blessing of the Biden administration. Well, of course, anything that murders white people would have the blessing of the Biden administration, wouldn't it? But of course, that's not racist at all, right? To want white people to die? Wait, wanting white people to die would be like say a little prayer that white people die. This is forcing white people to die because you can't give them drugs because the drugs only go to black people because they score higher on this points list. It's unbelievable. You can't believe this stuff. The Department of Health and Human Services has lauded our approach, said Mark Shaw, the director of Utah's Disaster Medical Assistance Team and a member of the group. In February 2021, Shaw's colleague, Brandon Webb, presented the race-based allocation system to Homeland Security, And Homeland Security listed the system, HHS, which is Health and Human Services. Health and Human Services subsequently listed the system as a promising practice for other states to continue to consider. So they think this is fantastic because you're going to prioritize non-white residents for monoclonal antibodies. Vermont did the same thing for vaccines. Some states, including Utah and Minnesota, scrapped their policies in the wake of a political backlash and threats of legal action from conservative nonprofits. The emails suggest Utah was ground zero for many of these schemes. Utah! White Republican red state Utah was ground zero for the idea that if you get sick with COVID, monoclonal antibodies are like a miracle, as Florida proved. But you won't get them because there'll be a long line in front of you, and black and Latino people will be in front of you, and I'm sure gay people must be in front of straight people. It's just incredible. The emails reflect the race-conscious consensus that has taken hold of medical bureaucracies across the country, and it has emboldened public health officials to flout anti-discrimination law, which they assume won't be enforced. I just can't believe that someone could make up a system that awards points for being black or Latino, and you get higher up on the list than someone who has heart failure. Someone who's black that has no heart problem gets the drug ahead of a white person who has heart failure. Can you believe this stuff? No, I guess I can, because this is Biden's America and it's Obama's America. This group, which developed the system in November 2020, took it for granted that all racial minorities should receive special treatment. It borrowed heavily from an allocation system used by the Cleveland Clinic, which prioritized African Americans for monoclonal antibodies. Wow. Can you believe it? Folks, this is racism at its finest. The Democrat Party. White-hating racists.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Steals and DealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steals and DealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Steals and DealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. Steals and DealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. Steals and DealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to Steals and DealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to Steals and DealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. Steals and DealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
By government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800 800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rude. I've got very good taste. I endorsed Eric Greitens, and now Breitbart pops up right now. Poll, Eric Greitens maintains 7-point lead in Missouri Republican Senate primary, up 9 points among women. 9 points among women. Great. This is a Monday company-efficient poll. Missouri Senate candidate Eric Greitens maintains a lead in the Republican primary despite attacks from the establishment. He leads by 7 points over his nearest challenger, Vicky Hartzler. Eric Schmidt is in third place, trailing by 12 points, and 27% remain undecided. Greitens leads in important categories, among them women, 9-point lead over Hartzler with female voters, 29-20, with a somewhat large block of voters remaining undecided, 27%. Most signs point to them siding with the Greitens campaign. 53% of the undecided voters are conservative-leaning, a group Greitens is already leading with. In a plurality, 41% said they would be more likely to vote for a candidate who is endorsed by former President Trump. Greitens, a former Missouri governor, holds the greatest name recognition in the race with over 50%. All other candidates were over 50% as far as lack of name recognition goes. He is consistently in the lead during the primary. December polling showed Greitens with the highest approval rating among primary candidates. By the way, I endorsed him without knowing any of this. I had no idea he was in the lead. No idea at all. So all I knew is he's a great America First Donald Trump Republican, and that's my kind of guy. And that's why I endorsed Eric Greitens. Now I find out he's got a nice lead and he's the guy. And by the way, whoever wins the Republican Senate primary in a state like Missouri, bright red, should have a huge advantage to win the overall Senate seat and be the next United States Senator. So the key is to get through the primary, and Greitens is the guy. So, and you know, the other reason I endorsed him is he's a former Navy SEAL. I have such great respect for special forces, not just any military, but special forces like Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Army Rangers. These are such special people, and they're such patriots, and they're willing to die for you and me and our country and our ideals and Judeo-Christian values. Those are my kind of people. And so I endorsed Eric Greitens, and they put that out all over Twitter. It was a picture of me endorsing Eric Greitens, and Eric Greitens put it out. Very, very honored that they would consider my endorsement that important. Thank you, Eric, and go on to big victory. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Steals and Deals, LV.com, LV standing for Las Vegas. My great buddy of 20 years, John Silberman, built this magnificent business right here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers. Everyone in Vegas is using Steals and Deals, LV.com, but they now ship nationwide, so anyone could take advantage of the great deals. Why is it called Steals and Deals? Because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Steals and Deals, LV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail, but most of the products are about 50% off. Steals and Deals, LV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to Steals and Deals, LV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and now they ship nationwide. I don't care if it's furniture or TV sets or refrigerators or wheelchairs or baby cribs or pianos or generators, barbecues or smokers, lawnmowers, desks and chairs for your office, anything for your living room, your dining room, your kitchen, your bedroom. It doesn't matter. They've got it all. Mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes. Just go to steelsanddealslv.com online, steelsanddealslv.com, or call them at 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, steelsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. So just more of the insanity showing how out of touch Biden is. His small business budget makes no mention of inflation, and every other word is about climate change. This is after a new CBS poll that shows the last priority of Americans is climate change. Nobody cares about climate change, but they make that the number one priority. Their small business budget references environmental initiatives, climate change, more than 20 times and makes no mention of inflation at all. A contrast that Republican lawmakers shows a disconnect between the White House and American voters. The Small Business Administration's 2023 budget proposal lists the climate crisis as the agency priority, requesting $10 million towards environmental initiatives such as replacement of federal government vehicles with zero-emission cars. Makes no mention of rising consumer prices, even though recent polling shows inflation is the top concern for business owners. 4 out of 5 small business owners say their companies have suffered from inflation. I wonder what percentage of small business owners believe their company has suffered from climate change. No one gives a flying F about climate change. No one. No one outside of mentally ill liberals who are wearing packing pants to hold in their penises and some sort of device to hold in their breasts while they can't choose whether they're a man or a woman. They think they're a frog who changes their sex on an hourly basis, and they're crying over climate change. Losers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to close a digital divide. During an event in the Rose Garden, Biden and Vice President Harris are unveiling plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. 20 top internet providers have agreed to either increase speeds or cut prices to qualified households. The Pentagon sees indications that Ukrainians are being moved into Russian camps against their wills.
Certainly another indication that he simply won't accept and respect Ukrainian sovereignty and that they are citizens of another nation.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying it's unknown exactly how many camps there are, but he called the move unconscionable and said Russia needs to accept Ukrainian sovereignty. Kirby adding that Russia has continued to commit war crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We'll be right back.
LaRue. Welcome back to the show. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of the Wayne Root Radio Show, one of many great sponsors we've got. And I'm very proud of that. We added a new sponsor just today. So we are alive and thriving, even in a conservative radio market that has a hard time finding advertisers. We have advertisers knocking the doors down. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. What kind of things do they do? Purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation and letting you know, giving you great advice about where to go next, what to do next. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Nobody really needed a friend in the mortgage business when mortgage rates were zero and rates were the lowest in history. Interest rates were zero and mortgages were the lowest in history. But now on the way up, you need a friend in the mortgage business. Now you got two of them. Just mentioned Wayne Alaroot and Mike and Brian are now your buddies in the mortgage business. FellowshipHomeLoans.com, FellowshipHomeLoans.com, or call them at 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE. We've got Edward Dowd as our guest, portfolio manager at BlackRock for 10 years, overseeing a $14 billion portfolio. Billion with a B, I might reinforce that with. Billion with a B, $14 billion. Currently a consultant for Symphonic Capital and someone who, like me, has been right on top of this whole COVID vaccine scandal and scam and tragedy and disaster. There's so many words I'd like to use, adjectives to describe the COVID vaccine. It's a scam. It's a disaster. It's a tragedy. And I'm so sad for the people who have fallen for this and gotten this vaccine. But many of them didn't fall for it. They just had no choice. They had a job, and they were told if they don't get the vaccine, they'd lose their job. And I get it. I get it. You got to pay the mortgage. You got to pay your kids' college tuition. You got to pay for the car. You got to pay for the groceries for your family. So I get it. People were forced into this. But when are the American people going to get angry over this horrible situation? Edward Dowd, welcome to the Wayne Alaroot Show. How are you?
Good. So glad to be back and tell you what I've discovered. So this week, or last week, we started earnings season for the funeral home companies and the insurance companies. And I'll start with the conclusion and the punchline, then we can drill down.
Okay.
Basically, the big theme arising from the reports is that, well, according to management teams, they believe COVID impact is waning on deaths, yet deaths remain extremely elevated to the surprise of these executives. They're not calling out the vaccines, but it's clear that they recognize higher underlying mortality trends. So basically, we have a national crisis, as you and I have, you know, been pointing out for a while. Fraud occurred, I believe, at the clinical trial level. That's coming out more and more. And now we have the fruits of their clinical fraud showing up in the results. And I'll just give you a couple numbers that I'm seeing with the funeral home companies, because the funeral home companies are the end of the line. You know, that's where the bodies show up. And
there's no reason for them to lie. Why would they lie? Why would funeral homes make up the fact, right?
They don't lie. I think they're just like a lot of people. They're not connecting the dots. But I will tell you what they said. And maybe some dots are connecting in their head. But Carriage Services is a public funeral home company. They reported, and their Q1 results were up 3.2% year over year and 9% sequentially. So, and in the last 6 months, we're up 3.1% over the prior 6 months. So let's just step back and think about this. We have a pandemic supposedly winding down, but yet their results continue to go up. It's like a growth stock, okay? And then secondly, Services Corp International beat their revenues by 10% and then raised their full-year guidance. And, you know, the thing, and they said that they said they were surprised at their Q1 results because they were 17% above Q1 2020. They were expecting a big return to normalization, meaning pandemic's over and, you know, we should see, you know,
lower deaths.
Yeah, lower deaths. And they were surprised. Here's the comment from the CFO on the conference call. from the conference call transcript. I wrote it down. I'm just going to read it verbatim. The CFO of Funeral Home Company Services Corp International. And again, it's not just COVID we're seeing, as Tom just reemphasized this. These are excess deaths, levels of mortality that are higher than we've expected, even when you try to back out COVID. So that's the funeral home industry, seeing good business. The stock reaction of SCI that day was up 11%. It almost went to a new 52-week high, but it didn't. The stock had been going down because hedge funds mistakenly were shorting it, expecting a return to normalization. That did not occur. So the stock popped on a short squeeze, 11% on the day that they reported.
You know what the biggest surprise for me is, Ed, the information you're giving us, is that it's not really as high as I expected it to be. In other words, you and I have talked in the past, and I've heard not just from you, Edward Dowd, but from many other experts that life insurance companies were reporting up 40% across the board non-COVID deaths in late 2021, and I thought these numbers would be higher in early 2022. You're talking about up 3% and up 9%, up 17%, but none of those are up 40% or higher. So why do you think the life insurance companies were saying death rates non-COVID up 40% and these were only up 3%, 9%, 17%?
Well, first of all, there's cremations that occur away from them. The other thing you need to realize is that these two companies only represent about 20% of the funeral home industry. It's still mostly 80% of the industry is still privately held, you know, just funeral home proprietors doing their thing. But the insurance companies, let me go into the insurance companies. The insurance companies saw their death spike from the mandates trail off. And I expected that, my insurance industry expert, and I expected that because a lot of people were forced. So we had that huge spike. That's the 40% that we saw in the millennials, the 84% increase. We had the death spike from the mandate. And believe it or not, as time rolls forward, more and more people are starting to become hesitant about getting boosted. You hear the anecdotes. People are, like, internally grumbling. The
right.
Big banks are starting to change their policies. So deaths are still about 20% elevated. That's what SCI showed from their results via 2020. But let me tell you the insurance company numbers. So Hartford Insurance reported a 24% loss ratio versus Q1 this year versus 2019. That's down. Lincoln National reported 32% in Q1. That's down from 57%. MetLife reported 24% loss ratio in Q4, and this quarter 22%, so only down slightly. And Prudential reported 24%, down from a 40+% number. Now, most of these guys called out that COVID's waning, but yet unfavorable mortality remains, excess mortality. So what's going on, I think, is we now have a run rate in Q1 of about 20% above normal death that we saw in 2019, 2018, 2017. So it's down, but it's still a disaster.
All right, so it's down. It's down because they were forced with the mandates to be vaccinated. And everything I've read shows that most people die in the first 48 hours after being vaccinated. And then it slows down. It's not that it disappears, but the numbers slow down over time. So it could take a year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years out before you see a lot more deaths. But in the meantime, the people who are going to die from a bad reaction usually die between around 48 hours after being vaccinated or less, 24 to 48 hours. So those deaths showed up in late 2021. Now they've slowed down in 2022 because more and more people are refusing to get the vaccine because the mandate is no longer in effect vis-a-vis OSHA. Am I getting this right? Something like this, right?
Well, it's still in effect for first. A lot of the hospital systems are still doing it. The military is still doing it. Some corporations are still doing it. But internally and quietly, they're starting to relax the mandates. Prudential suspended their mandate effective June 6th. So it's happening slowly, but that's, we're running at a 20% run rate right now as of Q1, and that's a disaster.
All right, tell us about trial site 444. How much time do we have left, Chris? Oh, we only have 90 seconds. So let's do this, Ed. Stay with me for the next segment. You have time to stay with me?
Yep.
All right, so we're taking a quick ad break. When we get back, I want to hear about trial site 444. I think, if my memory is correct, that has something to do with the clinical trials at Pfizer. Is that right? Trial site?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. It's interesting.
All right, so we'll talk about it when we get back, the clinical trials at Pfizer, which, by the way, from all the reading I've done, they knew how bad this vaccine was. They knew, and they just either lied about it or covered it up or just let it come out, and people are dying because of it. They knew the kind of damage, the kind of side effects, the kind of deaths, and they covered it up. So we'll get more when we get back. COVID vaccine trials are a great sign of how bad this thing is, because they wanted the information kept private from all of us for 75 years. They didn't want any clinical trial results to be leaked for 75 years, but thank God a judge ordered the release of this information slowly over the next few years. So we're getting a bigger and better picture about it right now. When we get back, Edward Dowd, from formerly of BlackRock, will tell us more. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On fire. We've got Edward Dowd with us, portfolio manager at BlackRock for 10 years, now overseeing, then he was overseeing a $14 billion portfolio, now currently a consultant for Symphonic Capital, and he's become a regular guest on this show, and I'd like to say a good guy and hopefully a friend into the future. Edward Dowd, welcome back to the show. Tell us about Trial Site 444 and how it intersects with the pre-trials over at Pfizer and Company.
So this is breaking news today. There's a anonymous account is a scientist who broke a lot of stuff on Moderna. He got blown off Twitter, came back as a new account, and he's been going over the Pfizer documents, and he discovered something very curious, which then Steve Kirsch looked into and also confirmed it looks very curious. Let me tell you what's going on. So currently, there's a site, site number 1231, that was able to enroll 4,500 patients in 3 weeks. Which, if you know anything about physically how that happens, it's almost impossible. He also did it without the help of a contract research organization. It was him. It was a single man. And it's something like 1.2 million documents he had to file in 3 weeks. It was named Dr. Fernando Pollock, and this was done in a military hospital in Venezuela. Okay? So this is supposed to be a German company and a U.S. company conducting trials. And I guess apparently Venezuela, some unknown site in Venezuela that was able to recruit 4,500 patients. It gets even more curious because trial site 444, which doesn't physically exist, but it's in the record, and it was submitted by the same guy, enrolled 1,275 patients in 1 week. 1 week. Isn't that curious? And let me tell you the dates of that. That was they were all recruited from the 22nd through the 27th of September 2020, and was magical about the week September 22nd, 2020. Well, that just happens to be the last week that recruitment could take place for the data cutoff for the FDA meeting in December. And the site doesn't exist. So the speculation is that was basically made up data submitted that was able to
unreal.
show enough positive PCR tests in the placebo group to give the effectiveness of the vaccine. So this is this definitely needs to be investigated. And if this is true, which I suspect it is, it's total wholesale data fabrication.
Right. I mean, this is the most massive fraud in the history of healthcare.
It's even worse than what Brooke Jackson discovered, which is at her site they unblinded, which introduces all sorts of biases. This is just what I would call a ginormous Excel spreadsheet goal-seek scam, made-up data to get the results you wanted.
Right. And I, by the way, I've known and reported on this show from the very beginnings of the vaccine that there was no control group in the vaccines. In other words, in the history of vaccines, there's always, Edwards in one group and Wainwright's in the other, and they watch us both for the next 5 years, 10 years to see what happens after vaccination so they could tell, you know, what happens after 5 weeks, after 5 months, after 5 years. But if there is no control group and you have Edward and Wayne in the same group, then you have no way of knowing how one group that didn't get it got only a placebo and one group that got it, you don't see the actual, results of the vaccine because both groups were involved in the exact same study. It's a disaster. It can't work without a control group. Someone's got to get a placebo so you can watch us both. They, after 30 days, they got rid of the control groups and gave everyone the vaccine. So we're going to never know what the difference was in the results between unvaccinated versus vaccinated, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So they destroyed the control group on purpose. They claimed ethical reasons because, you know, the effectiveness is so good, they didn't want these people to suffer from COVID, which, you know, it was fraud. But let's talk about just the other, you know, you and I just harped on the fact that when you and I both saw 75 years to hide the data, fraud, I didn't need to see anything else. I'm
right.
Just, that's it. Well, what's even more absurd, well, as equally absurd, is it was a 28-day study, a 28-day study. And I've known since my whole career on Wall Street that it takes 7 to 10 years for vaccine safety data to get vetted out before they introduce it into the arms of humans. We did
right.
It in 28 days. 28 days, people.
28 days. Scary. This is incredible what the kind of scam that's been imposed on the American people, and they just won't stop. You do realize that if in fact, we were to lose, we meaning Republicans, were to lose the midterms in November, you're going to have lockdowns and vaccine mandates and mask mandates all brought back stronger than ever before for the rest of our lives. So this is life or death that Republicans win the House by a landslide and win the Senate in November, right? I mean, you do agree Democrats would love to bring all of this back.
Well, they would, but they're not even aware of how scammed they've been. I mean, I fully believe most of these morons have gotten the jab, not saline solution. I think a lot of the politicians are,
I agree.
You know, primed it for heart attacks and clots. And they don't even know it because they're robots and they're, you know how there's a hive mind over in the Democratic Party. They're all communists.
They're Stepford wives. They've all been drinking the same Kool-Aid. No, they really believe the vaccines work. I really do believe that. It's a very sad state of affairs. Edward Dowd, great for having you on. I'd love to get educated, and you are a man that likes to educate and a guy who oversaw a $14 billion portfolio is obviously a smart guy, so always good to have smart guys on the show. Edward Dowd, we'll welcome you back anytime. Thank you, my man.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com. Out.